Let's start with the pasuk. Pasuk
Sure.
is Tefila l'chavakol kanavi al shigyonis. Okay, so we started yesterday. We just began the tefila of chavakol kanavi al shigyonis. I have to turn this on as well. So many things to do to get this going. It's very late, wow. It's very late. All right. Tfila la Chavakuk HaNavi. We started yesterday the Tfila for Chavakuk HaNavi al Shigyonai. So we learned yesterday two perushim. Either Shigyonai means, it means a musical instrument. Okay, a musical instrument. Or Shigyonai means, it means on his shagaga, on his mistake. Kishalusa means his mistake. Chavakuk challenged Hashem. He questioned Hashem in Perek Aleph. Why, Hashem, do you allow Klal Yisrael to suffer at the hands of the Umay Sa'ilam, whether it's Asher, whether it's Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, or Edom, and whether we're referring to Edom in the time of the Bayis Sheni or Edom in the times of Mashiach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Chavakuk. His answer was that, as the Targum really taught us, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be patient. In the end of days, everything will come together and everything will make sense to a degree, I guess, that which we can understand. So we learned yesterday the Rashi. Let's read the Rashi again. Al Shig Yonais. I assume that you have released the Rashi in front of you. Yesh L'Poistroi Kitargumai. Okay, that we did the Targum yesterday. Now he goes Lufi Mashmoi. And according to the simple understanding, Bikesh Rachamim Al Atzmoi Sheitiach Dvarim, that he complained. He's coming here to be Mispalel to Hashem, that Hashem should forgive him for his complaint. She'u not really complaint. She'etiach tevar means his disrespect. She'etiach means to cast, to throw, to okay, we'll leave with those words. K'moy alkein tofug Torah, like we learned back in Perek Aleph, tofug is that Torah is weakened by allowing the Umay Sa'ilam to prevail and to attack us. Your Torah becomes weakened, becomes diminished. And the purpose of this creation, we're coming out to the end of Shavuos, we know that it says in the Pasuk, Yom HaShishi, the entire world was dependent on Shishi B'Sivan, if Klal Yisrael will accept the Torah, and by allowing the Umas Olam to bring harm upon us, then the purpose of Matan Torah is not achieved. And then Rashi cites another pasuk, Vata'aseh Adam Kidgei Hayom, that was back in Perek Aleph, you have allowed man to be like fish. They're free for the taking. Fish is hefker. Okay, that's that we discussed that when we learned the psukim, that the unique feature of fish is usually found in international waters. And when something is in international waters, anyone can come along and take it for themselves. Okay, kidgei hayom. These were his complaints. Kintar achar midas hadin. He complained against the midas hadin. Now let's now take a look at the. We're going to take a look here now at the Radak. So I'm going to take a picture of the Radak. Okay, the best that I can. I really plan to do this better, but I'm just lazy. I have very little energy. Put this up. Okay, just give me one moment to get in to where we need to be. Personal meeting. Here we go. Join the meeting. Okay, and now we're going to share this image of the page. Here we go. Okay, and let's see if we can make it bigger.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, wait a minute, I put the wrong one. We did this already. What am I doing? What am I doing over here? No, this is it. I got it right. This is it. Okay. Okay, good. We got it. Tzvil l'chavakuk ha-navi. Let me raise it a little bit. Okay, good. So you see there, Aleph. Tzvila l'chavakuk ha-navi. Zois ha-tzvila na'asei salderch shir mishirei tehillim. So who said this? Someone said this yesterday. Mr. Weiss mentioned this yesterday, that the only place that it says the word shig yonois outside of Tehillim is in Sefer Chavakuk. Throughout Tanakh, the only place we find musical instruments being mentioned is in Sefer Tehillim. And here we have an exception. We have Chavakuk. Chavakuk over here is saying that it's going to be accompanied by a musical instrument. This Yishno is a very important sign in the Reform Judaism. This is a very controversial issue to allow tefillah to be accompanied by musical instruments. This is one of my pet peeves. I always am very critical. I'm not allowed to. Who am I to be critical of the Kalbach Slichos? And what I find, I always mention this every year, is I always am very eager to enjoy and to soak in. It's very inspiring. You can't deny it's not inspiring to go the next day after the first day Slichos and to look at the video of the Kalbach Slichos. I wouldn't be caught dead there, but I enjoy very much watching it the next day, and I'm shocked that they allow music. This year they upgraded. They upgraded very much this year by having more than just two guitars. They have a lot of music during Slichos. That's a no-no. You're not allowed to have music accompany prayer. Slichos is not a concert. Slichos is a prayer. It's Ashrei, and then it's Chatzi Kaddish, and then they say Slichos, which the climax of Slichos are the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, which correspond to the Shmoyne Esrei, and then there is Tachanun, and then they have Kaddish Tiskabel. It is a miniature tefillah. And since when in Orthodox Jewry do we have music that accompanies prayer? This was said that was introduced by Reform Judaism in imitation of the church. So this is serious business. Now that's modern. Now we're going back over here 3,000 years or whatever it is, and here we're dealing with Chavakuk, and over here the Malbo, the Radak, very, very rightfully takes note that this prayer is being accompanied by a musical instrument. If he says Shigyanais, means a musical instrument. Zois ha-tfila na'aseis al derech shir mishri tehillim. Al kein amar al Shigyanais kemo shigoyoin le-David ve-amar la-matzech bin ginoisai. And there the word, when it says the word that it says shigoyoin le-David, okay, it could mean there as well. There, some of the commentators interpret the word shigoyoin to mean that David made a mistake. David made an error. But others learn that Shigoyon LeDavid means that this was a psalm that David composed that was meant to be accompanied by music. Now, if you want to say Tehillim with music, good for you. Tehillim is not a prayer. Prayer, tefillah, is a different ball game. Tefillah has a different set of rules. It's really crossing the red line when you take the word you take a tefillah and you add music. If you have a lamatzeh, you have a mizmar of David and you have music, okay, no harm done. But to go and take a tefillah, which is usually a word that's reserved, it's a reserved word that is only meant for a halachic tefillah, and to blend it together with musical instruments is something which is a little bit dangerous, at least for us to hear. Now you'll say, what about in the Beis HaMikdash? In the Beis HaMikdash, when they brought the korbanos, the Levim sang Shira, and the Levim certainly played musical instruments as they sang Shira, and that accompanied the korbanos, and the korbanos are in the place of our tefillos. All right, I mean, that is a, you know, that's the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Beis HaMikdash, but in history, Jewish history, we never ever had such a thing, at least that I'm aware of, that a regular tefillah should be accompanied by music. The first we find of this is Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos, the original Kabbalah Shabbos was done with music. It was done not in the shul, it was done early in the day, earlier in the day after Plag Mincha, out in the field, far away from the shul, and it was accompanied by music. And later it became so popular. Also, it was by invitation only. Kabbalah Shabbos, like today, I hear that there are some private minyanim taking place outdoors in open areas with a sheriff, a czar, with a social distancing czar. And when I the first thing you hear about a lot of these minyanim is by invitation only. If you're not invited, don't dare show up. Those are the good ones. I mean, obviously there are some that are not so good, but the ones that I hear that are responsible is they're not going to let you come. Invitation only. And that's exactly how Kabbalah HaShabbos began. Kabbalah HaShabbos took place outdoors, not in the shul, outdoors, in the field, and it was by invitation only, and it was done with music, musical instruments. But that's not a prayer. Back to the text. We have here Shilyon LeDavid. We have over here as well, it says, V'amar Lamatzeach, for the conductor, Ben Ginosai is also a musical instrument. V'chein Amar Boy, Mila Sela. Sela, now we like to translate the word Sela to mean forever. But Sela is a musical note, or it is an instruction for the conductor. I don't know anything about this. I don't know anything about music, but Sela, there are many interpretations as to what the word Sela means. We often associate the word Sela as an equivalent to the word Amen. Just like we have word Amen, we have a word Sela. It sort of ends off a sentence with an expression of belief, of emuna, that this should be forever. Okay, there are many, many interpretations of what Sela, the gematria of Sela, the combination of Yitzchak, there are a lot of things. Let's not get now into this now. But the point is, Sela, one of the popular interpretations of the word Sela, without going into any detail, because I don't know any of the details, is it was an instruction for the conductor. Just like we have the word Lamnatzeach, which according to some means for the conductor, or Lamnatzeach, and then we have these different musical instruments. Sela is all part of that language, part of that set of words that is used when music was put together by a conductor and by the participants who got together. The Enoch Suva Zeis HaMila B'chol HaMikra Ki'im B'Zeis HaTfila U'V'Sefer Tehillim. This word, as Mr. Weiss said yesterday, does not appear anywhere in Tanakh except in this unique prayer of Chavakuk and in Sefer Tehillim. The Inyan HaTfila Al Tzoras Yisrael Bagolus Hazeh. It was a prayer for the survival of the Jewish people in this Golus, V'siper Bo Nisim Ugvurois, and in this prayer he recounts miracles and mighty things Sha'asa Akel Yisrael, Miyoim Asher Ge'olam Mimitzrayim, V'hispalel V'omar B'derech Nevuah. He prayed and he said through prophecy, Ki Chein Ya'aseh Imohem Bagolus Hazeh, that just as Hashem has done miracles for Klal Yisrael in the past, He will do miracles for us in the present and in the future. So this is His approach. Now notice right away we have now a third interpretation of the purpose of this tefillah. Let's review. According to the Targum, explains it was a prayer. You have to read the Targum backwards almost. Ha-chishalusa, for his mistake in complaining to Hashem when it was revealed to him that the reason why Hashem is slow to punish is because he wants to give the wicked an opportunity to do teshuva and to return to the Torah with a full heart. And when a person does this, Hashem will fully forgive him his debt. Rashi, his pshat is, it was a bakosha of rachamim because of his nasty complaint to Hashem. And he questioned Hashem's ways. He was mekanter al midas hadin. And that's in essence what the Metzudas David says as well. And now we have here the Radak giving us a third interpretation. The tefillah was a prayer for the survival of the Jewish people. Once Chavakuk over here, in other words, according to the Radak, it does not appear that this tefillah has anything to do with Perek Aleph and Perek Beis. Nothing to do with Perek Aleph, Perek Beis. The only one that said this has to do with Perek Aleph, Perek Beis was Rashi, and the Rashi in the second interpretation, and the Metzudas David. After he complained and Hashem answered, he realized he made a mistake, and now he's coming to atone for the mistake, the Shigoyon. According to the Malbum, and according to the Radak, and according to the Targum, that's not the thrust. The thrust is it's something new, something fresh, a fresh topic. Chavakuk has a revelation of Hashem's ways. He understands that there's going to be golos, there are going to be difficulties, and he's here now to pray to Hashem that we survive the ordeal. Okay, let's now go further. V'hechocham, Rabbi Avraham.
By the way, may I say something?
Yes, of course.
Shlomo HaMelech says, Lishmua el harina ve'el
hatfila. Ah, okay.
And he said that in many cases, if somebody would come to cry to this and that, Lishmua el harina. Rina is simcha. You can daven with simcha, and you can daven with the krecht. So,
the krechts.
Take it as a shgaga, or take it as a musical instrument, but it can be both of them. Actually, you're allowed to daven with a melody.
Krechts.
The same in kumcha margenu tofia, and it's a tefillah, it's a kedusha, and suddenly you sing there, and I don't know if it's wrong. Not with instrument, but sing, why not?
Well, there are different types. This is what I don't know anything about music. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard it said over that there are different types of music. There are certain keys in music that typically evoke sadness. I once heard this said, I don't know if this is correct, on the piano.
Yeah, it's minor. That's what the definition of minor is.
There are the white keys and the black keys. On the piano, the white keys are generally do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, right? Those keys, those are sounds that evoke joy. The minor keys, the black keys, they evoke sadness. We live in a world of b'chi sharois. B'chi sharois means the composite, it means singing. Okay, b'chi sharois means shouts of joy. But the truth is the word b'chi sharois, as it's used in Nach, means it's a composite of two words. B'chi, and shirois. Sadness, crying, and joy. B'chi sharois, sounds of joy. All of the music we have today, there's a mix. There are minors. There's a mix. We don't have in this world pure joy. Every joy that we experience in this world is mixed with sadness. Every happy event, there are korbanos. Go back to the story of Megillas Esther, Purim. Purim is a very happy holiday. Everyone is running around masquerading, drinking wine. But there was a lot of collateral damage in the holiday of Purim. Daniel, the Ish Chamudos, was murdered. That's quite a price to pay for the celebration of Purim. The children, you cannot tell me that the children were not psychologically damaged. Children grew up in this era of Haman coming. The Chazal tell us, there are many midrash that tell us that Haman came around terrorizing the children. He came around, when the home would come around, he was an ugly monster. And the children had nightmares of his threats, of what he would do to them when he had power. And even though ultimately Haman was hung on the gallows, 50 all the way with his 10 sons, are you gonna tell us that all of the nightmares of the children were erased? That's not likely. We know that's not the way it goes. Just because Haman the threat was eliminated, the horror lives on. So there's no question that every time we experience joy in this world, it is mixed with guilt. It's mixed with survivor, the survivor guilt syndrome. It's mixed with pain of those who did not make it. In Yitzias Mitzrayim, 4/5 of the Jewish people did not come out of Egypt. There's always a mixture. It's Shira, there's joy, but it's mixed with Bechi. Music on the piano, there are two keys. They're the majors and the minors. The majors are joy. The minors they evoke sadness. And together, when you play them together, because that's the type of joy we have in this world. There's a tinge of sadness. Le'osid lova, Rabbi Wolfson, he writes about this. He's very much into a lot of his chidushim relate to music. Le'osid lova, there is going to be a new piano. The new piano is not going to have 8 keys, 8 notes. It's going to have 10 notes. And there will be no black keys. There are no minors. It will be a new complex form of music. When you add 2 more notes to the already 8 existing notes, it grows exponentially. It's not just another 2 notes. The effect of the extra 2 notes changes the entire scope and nature of music. And when you eliminate the minors, the black, it's a music of pure, unadulterated joy. But that's not for this world. Oz yimole sechoik pinu. Then, la'os lovoi, it will be sechoik. Okay, isn't that, that's the Rosh Tevis of this year. Tof, shin, pei. Timole sechoik pinu. Okay, we're now living in Shnas, Tof, Shin, Pei. The year, Timole. It ain't over yet, Rabbi Isai. Just because we're in quarantine doesn't mean, Chavi kima'at rega, the Pasuk says. Hard yourself in for one moment, and then the Geula will come. And then the Geula, there's still hope this year will be fulfilled. Timole, Tof, Shin, is Sechoik, Pinu. And that's a different type of music. So Rav Kalman is saying the word tefillah is, Shlomo Melech says, L'shmoya el harina v'yala tefillah. Rina is to daven to Hashem with joy. That was the prayer that Shlomo Melech uttered when he built the Beis HaMikdash. And he requested that this mokum be, this should be the Beis tefillah l'chol ha'amim. The Beis HaMikdash is a mokum of tefillah. And in tefillah, there are 2 parts. L'shmoya el harina v'yala tefillah. Rina is a tefillah of joy and a tefillah of optimism. And tefillah, by contrast, represents a krechs, a tefillah of frustration, a frustration of tzar. And if that is correct, here we have the word tefillah, which represents a frustration. And there is a musical instrument called the shigyonos. Maybe this musical instrument is one that evokes tzar. If tefillah represents, the word tefillah connotes a prayer that is said mitoch tzar, and we have music that accompanies this prayer, and we're given the name of the instrument, so maybe this is a type of instrument that produces a sad music. Or maybe not. Okay, let's go further. V'achacham, Rabbi Avram ibn Ezra b'zal perosh, ki tefillah zo al rosh, al ro'ov, shahoye osiliyos, refers to a famine. There are ayosai b'kerev shonim chayehu, which says in the next part, when we come down in a few moments, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us life, that during the Ratzalaymar, the word shonim means years, and b'kerev means within, b'kerev shnei hod'ov, that during the time of famine, Hashem should have rachmanis upon us, and he should sustain us. V'chein hanif harim charo Hashem, which we're going to learn later on, about Tzolaymar alatzira samotar, and the word hanifharim means those that are frightened by the anger of Hashem because of the lack of rain. We'll come to that soon. Te'or kashtecha, and may your bow, your rainbow, may it be awakened. Ala keshes shenire be'onon b'yom hageshem, when it rains. And this is very, very fascinating, because over here we're not getting up to there yet. Is ordinarily the rainbow is associated with churban, the marble. But yet, sometimes we yearn for that rainbow because that rainbow means that there's moisture, that it's raining, and we just poshut need the rain. Okay, we'll come to that later on. The clouds refer to the horses, they refer to the clouds. In other words, the Radak is preparing us. And he will learn the next series of sukkim are all a reference to famine. And this is critical because I hope we have some time to do this properly, is because what does famine really refer to? It refers to the words of Zechariah, if I'm not mistaken, that there's going to be a famine. And the famine is not going to be for food. The famine is not going to be for water. The famine is going to be for the Devar Hashem, the word of Hashem. And that's why, according to the Radak, it is beautiful why we recite this Haftarah on Shavuos. Because the Psukim here are going to describe famine, and going to describe that Chavakuk is praying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should sustain us in a time of famine. And what Chavakuk really is referring to is that when people will come to a point in time, they'll have a thirst, they'll have a hunger for the words of Torah, they should be able to succeed in satiating their neshamos with the holy words of Torah. What better collection of psukim can you possibly recite on Chag HaShavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu? It's perfect. It's a powerful lesson. It doesn't just mean an ordinary famine of food and water. It's the ra'av that the Nevi'im talk about, la'asalavay, or the ra'av of Torah. Fine, that is the Radak. V'das, right, and v'farshim, alo'inyin shezacharnu, like he said in the first paragraph, that he's referring to the conductor. He's coming to pray. This is a musical arrangement. And he is praying to Hashem that he should have rachmonus upon Klal Yisrael in their long galus. V'chein das yoinasan, v'hu tirgem shig yoinois inyin shigoga. One difference. The difference is that the last two words of the pasuk is ha chishalusa. The word chishalusa means a mistake. Shalu. Shalu means an error. You make a mistake. That's the translation of a shigog. Look at the word in the Torah. Shigogahi. It means shalu. You have to really get a better, more precise define the etymology of the word kishlein. Kishlein means to stumble. That's a Hebrew word. But the Targum borrows from the word kishlein, kishalusa. It means to make a mistake, to trip, to fall. We'll come to that soon. Inyan shagaga, hispalel sheyihyu avaynois Yisrael nechshavim lefanav kishgaga. So he learns. I didn't really say correctly. The way the Radak is explaining the Targum with precision, he is praying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should consider the sins of the Jewish people. Ulechol ha'am bishgaga. We say this on Yom Kippurim. V'nislach l'chodas b'nei Yisrael. V'lager ha'gor b'sacham. Ki l'chol ha'am bishgaga. Right? We pray on Yom Kippurim. Our column is the Baal Tefillah. He's our Baal Tefillah, Baal Musaf of Kalman. Ki l'chol ha'am bishgaga. That Hashem should consider all of the sins of the Jewish people, kishgaga. Where did Chazal get that from? This is Rav Chaim Kanievsky, his expertise. One of, he has many, he knows Kol Torah Kula. But one of the things that he excels in is to show you, without blinking an eyelash, in a heartbeat, to tell you any word in the Nusach HaTefillah, in our liturgy, where it is rooted in Nevi'im. Where is it rooted in Nevi'im? That's only a pasuk. That's not a nusach of Chazal. That's a pasuk. V'nislach v'adas meishol v'lager agar b'sacham ki l'cholam b'shkaga. here we have a parallel. A parallel, at least according to the understanding of the Radak, he is praying, Tfilah Habakkuk HaNavih, after he sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient, he gives man an opportunity to do teshuva, to return to the Torah B'Lev of Shalem, and then, Al Shig Yoinois, he, according to the Radak's understanding of the Targum, the Pasuk means it's part of the prayer. The prayer is Al. We have to translate the word Al not in its literal sense, but Al means it should be that Hashem considers the transgressions, the wrongdoings of the Jewish people to be nothing more than a mistake, a shkaga. Hashem, don't take Klal Yisrael too seriously. They make mistakes. They're not rebelling against you with an act of rebellion, with chutzpah. It's just a shkaga. Okay, that is the Radak. Now we have to take a look at the Malbim. The Malbim is not is the Malbim is it's not very short. Let me put it up on the screen. Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay, so here we have the Malbim. Tzvila. Oh, that's okay. Okay. Tzvila l'chavakuk. Okay, we see on the bottom there, on the bottom of the page. Tzvila l'chavakuk. Tzvila zo, this tzvila nechlekes l'shlosh l'chalokim. We're going to divide this into three parts. Chelek Rishon Ad Mehar Paron Sela. Okay, that will come too. That's also going to be another reason why this is mentioned on Shavuos. It mentions Har Paron. His Velel Alzman Hagolos Shelo Yastir Hashem Pana Meyamo. That Golos Hashem should not hide himself. Visim B'mila Sela. That's the first portion. Chelek Sheni Min Kisei Shemaim Koydoi. Ad Orois Yisoid Ad Savor Sela. Again, the word Sela. Hispalel, that's referring to Al Hanogas Hashem Bizman Agolus, Vial Hiskalus Hashem Be Es Hagula, Es Yetze Liesha Es Amo, when Hashem will go forth to bring salvation. Visim Mila Sela. Okay, each time that it says the word Sela is a break point. Chelek Shlishi, Mina Pasuk Yudal, and Atzeva Inyan, Sispal Alo Esha Yiyu Yisrael Lemeshisa, when the Jewish people will be trampled upon. The Al Chevle Moshiach, referring to the trials and tribulations of the Most High Moshiach, V'odia Shahavolim, the Hachavolim, the Hatzaros, Yiyu Simna Geula. Okay, this is very deep. This is heavy duty stuff. That the Chavolim means the ropes. What ropes? It means the Shibud, this that we are tied down. We are limited in what we're able to do. And the difficulties will be a sign of Gula. So there are going to be three parts to the prayer according to the Malbim. Part number one is, he's praying that Hashem should save us. Number two, he's describing the Gula, the redemption. The redemption. And part three, he's referring to the Chevle HaMashiach. You would think that it should be the other way, that the order, it's out of order. According to the Malbim, there's a very basic difficulty. The Tefillah is not in the correct order. It should first be the Tzoros, then it should be the Chevle HaMashiach, and then the Geula. So part B should really be part C. So why in the middle is there Geula and then part C do we go back to Chevle HaMashiach? That is a tough question, according to the understanding of the Malbim. Okay, you can answer many things. You can say simply, is that we need hope. You can't overwhelm the people by just laying it on thick. If you talk about the tzaras, there's an interesting principle. There are two, this is throughout Tanakh, throughout Chazal, there are two categories of tzaras in the history of Golos. Category number one are the daily difficulties. The daily being in Golos brings with it difficulty in every dimension. And then there's another category, Chevle Mashiach, the end of Golos, where the difficulties, the tzorois, are so intense, they are in a different league. That era is completely separate from the ordinary difficulties that we endure in the times of Golos. There are two different categories of difficulty in the era of Golos. And then there's the Geula. What? The Chevle Leida, yeah. That's the end. And the Chevle Leida is a different world. I'm assuming a woman who is pregnant. So the pregnancy, you all know, is not very pleasant. They're nauseous, and they're very limited in what they can do. They're very tired. The entire matzav of being pregnant is not easy. But the end, at the time of Leida, aha, that's a different ballgame. The Chevle Leida, the last moments when the baby comes out, that's a different category. The whole pregnancy is not easy. But the Chevle Leida is in a league by itself. Golos is Tisha Miyodea, Tisha Aniyodea, Tisha Yarche Leida. That's one category. And then there's the other category of the actual Yitziah Savlat. That is in the league by itself. Okay, that's the Malvam. Now let's take a look at the Gra. Do I have here the Gra? Let's see if I can put the, is the Gra here. Do I have the Gra here? Let's see. Yeah, we have the Gra right here. Right here on top. We have the Gra. I'll move it over. It's just this little section. Okay. Tzfilah l'Chavakuk, make it a little bit bigger. Okay. This is so easy, even an adult can do this. Okay. Tzfilah l'Chavakuk Hanavi. Here is the Beir HaGra. The Gra says, Al Shig Yoinois, Klizemer Nikra Shig Yoinois, Ushloisha Tfilois Nimsu Bitilim. Now he's going back to Sefer Tehillim. The real way to say Tehillim is with a hey or not. Okay, that's a topic in and of itself. I don't remember anything anymore, but most of the time, the commentators, when they refer to what we call Tehillim with a hey, they leave out the hey. In Sefer Tehillim, Tzfila L'Moshe, there's a Tzfila L'Ani, and there's L'David. L'Moshe neged Shachris, L'David neged Mincha, L'Oni neged Ma'ariv. Sheba Arvis Leka Tzitzis U'Tfilin. Why is Ma'ariv called an Oni? Because the Tfil of Ma'ariv doesn't have Tzitzis and Tfilin. Now that implies that when you daven Mincha, you do wear Tzitzis and Tfilin. When was the last time you daven Mincha with Tzitzis and Tfilin? Rav Meir Appeldorf, every day I think davens with Tzitzis and Tfilin. Is that correct, Meir? Sometimes people, they daven Mincha and Eretz Yisrael, it's not so uncommon. It's not... What? Okay, in America, no one does this. If you do this in America, they'll look at you like you're from the moon. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's not so uncommon to see a person in a shul, even though 99% of the people in the shul are not wearing talis and tefillin. You'll see occasionally a person in shul wearing talis and tefillin in Eretz Yisrael. Why? They, I don't know, but that's what they do. And here, the Gra here seems to say that the reason why Ma'ariv is called an Oni is because Ma'ariv, the tsur of Ma'ariv, you're lacking talis and tefillin, which implies that mincha and shachris, you are wearing talis and tefillin. Leka v'hai tefil l'chavakuk negin musaf. Oh, so now the question over here is, so what's chavakuk? If we already have three tefillos, shachris, mincha, ma'ariv, tefillah l'moyshe, tefillah l'david, mizmar, and tefillah l'oni, kiyatoif. So what's chavakuk coming over here to be mechadish? Chavakuk, you're going into an arena that you don't belong. How do you come over to make a new tefillah when this doesn't exist? So along comes the chidush of the gra, and the gra says, tefillah chavakuk is keneged tefillahs hamusafim, of musaf. Okay, and what do we say on Shabbos? We don't say mibnei chatoenu. Okay, Shabbos we don't say that. But v'cheinu omar kan al shigyonos, haynu sheshogag al sheitiach devarim. Okay, this is amazing stuff. Amazing stuff from the Gra to go and match up Moshe Shachris, David is Mincha, the Oni is Ma'ariv, and Chavakuk is Musaf. And the reason why Chavakuk fits into Musaf is because Chavakuk, it says the word Shig Yonais. It doesn't just mean the musical instrument, it also means a mistake, an error. And that's what a Karban Chatos is. And the Musafim, we always bring the Musaf, we bring a Karban Chatos. A Karban Chatos, a Soir L'Chatos, to atone for our sins. Okay, now let's take a look now at the Mamore. Let's see, let's do the Chidah. Let's see if we can do the Chidah. Do I have the Chidah here? Got the Chidah all the way on top? Do I have the whole thing here? We should get the whole thing in to a degree. Yes, let's try to work with what we have over here on the top. Okay, just try to bear with me. The Chidah on the very, very top was Choyma Sanach. I push this down, it doesn't want to go down. That's the best I can do. That's the best it goes. Tzvila, the Choyma Sanach, on the very, very top. Tzvila l'chavakuk hanavi al shiginais. Harishonim perishu d'shikahoye beis hamidash kayim o hoyu hatmidim mechaprim al hashagig. V'zeh sh'omar v'hashem. So look what he's doing over here. Here is the Chidah, one of the only people. He's the first one here on the page. The first one to say that Pasuk Chof should be connected to Pasuk Aleph, like what we do on Shavuos, where we put the Pesukim together and we don't follow the chapter break that was added by the Christians. He says here, Perishu d'chshoyach b'zimnesh chayakayim hoya atmidim mechavim al hashayeg v'zeo sh'amar v'hashem b'heichal kotshoy. Then hasmi ponov. What's hasmi ponov? Ponim shel zam. The hasmi ponov is not referring to us. Remember, we asked the question: how could Hashem silence man? The purpose of man is to speak. Vayihi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya l'ruach memalala. So he gave a lot of answers. But the Chidah says, no, has mi ponovah to the Mekatrigim, the Malochim, the Mekatrigim, the Midas Hadin, that is complaining that Klal Yisrael is not deserving, to the Malochim that are saying, Tenu hoitcha b'shamayim. Okay, this answers the question. Why do we start? Tenu hoitcha b'shamayim, Ribbono shel Olam. Why in the world would you want to give your Torah to man? To Klal Yisrael, Mo enoish kisis kerenu, Tenu hoidcha b'shamayim. The beauty of Torah belongs in heaven, not amongst human beings. They're not worthy of having the Torah hakidosha. So the haftorah of Shavuos begins. V'Hashem ribayne shloilam hechal kodesh. He says to the malachim, quiet. Hasmi ponov, kol haaretz. All of the mekatrigim, which is what it says, all the mekatrigim, which really are a product of our mundane existence that come up before Hashem and say we're not deserving. Hashem says, quiet. I'm giving them the Torah. I'm going to give them the divine gift. In essence, that's what he's saying. That bizman shahay besan ish kayam machwivin to me the mahas mi panov, ponim shall zaham. The ponim shall zam, shatimidin hoyu mechapim, avalata. But now that we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, so now we don't have the ability to bring the korbanos, there's no way to silence the mekatregim. Tfila lachava kukal shigyonos, the equivalent will be the tfila, will be our prayer, shetetzorich lehispalel bimkoim timidim sheyischapru al shigyonos, to atone for our transgressions. And it's beautiful why we lay in this specifically on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliyos. Because Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliyos captures the Chorban. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't lay in this. They don't. In Eretz Yisrael, there's only one day of Shavuos. They lay in the half Torah of Yechezkel. They lay in the first day, the reading of Parshas Yisrael. And the half Torah is from Yechezkel, the Ma'aseh Merkava. It's only in Golos, in Chutz Li'aretz, which captures the essence of Golos when we lay in this half Torah. Because it's exactly what this Pasuk theme, another reason why we lay in it, because these two Pasukim, Pasuk Chaf and Pasuk Aleph, capture Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliyos. When there is a Beis HaMikdash, V'Hashem Echel Kodshoi, then automatically, when the korbanos are going to be offered, has mi panav kol aretz, Hashem silences before him the entire earth, and he is learning here kol aretz, meaning all the mekatrigim that are a product of the averos that we have done here on this earth. That's what it seems to be saying. But now, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, and now we're left to, what are we going to do now? Oh, so now the tefillah, davin, and Yom Tov Sheni, there is no Beis HaMikdash, we're in Golos. Tefillah Chavakuk HaNavi al Shignos. Our tefillah is going to replace the koyach of the korbanos. So again, there's an incredible advantage that has been presented here by the Chidah, who is a more modern Renaissance man, who's come onto the scene a lot later than all of the Kadmonim, and he's telling us that Pasuk Chaf and Pasuk Aleph have to be joined together as one unit. That's not what Rashi said. That's not what the Radak said. That's not what the Malbim said. That's not what anyone of here has said. That's only what the Chidah says. At least the Chidah is Miyashev, the Minag Yisrael, that on Shavuos, we start with Pasuk Chof. V'Hashem Meheichal Kodshoi Has Mipenem Kol Aretz. That's when there's a Beis HaMikdash. But now it's Shilu Chavakan Novi Al Shigyoi Nois. Okay, he's putting the chapter break in the Pasuk before. Now what's very interesting is when you take this idea, and you look, let's make believe, we're going to the world of fantasy. Let's make believe that the Christians knew this pshat. Let's make believe that the editor, he knew what the Malbims, he knew what the Chidah said. And what did the Christian editor, Lachis, like every single chapter break in the entire Tanakh, he's trying to say, Jews, you Jews, you're done. You're toast. You're finished. There's no hope for you. Bedavka put a chapter break in between Pasuk Chaf and Pasuk Aleph. Is that there's no connection between your past and now. You had a Beis HaMikdash. It's over. V'Hashem Eichel Kodshoi Has Mipunav Kol Aretz. But now, you don't. And therefore, there's no hope for you. You're finished. There's nothing left for you to do to atone for your sins. You will just have to be replaced by another nation. We gain a very, very interesting insight as to why Lahachis, the Christians, would want to put a chapter break between Pasuk Chaf and Pasuk Aleph. Someone should write a sefer to... We should write a sefer. We should collect all of these ideas every time we do this, is to try to understand the nasty negative. Don't think they had any good kavanas, because we know they have a record, they have a track record. They tried to destroy us only 100 times in every way possible. They have a track record. And it could be understandable why they would want to do that here. Now, it is a little bit problematic because, like I said, Rashi and all the other Rishonim don't seem to say that. They seem to say that in a Chanami, Pasuk Chof is a connected to Pasuk Yotes, and Pasuk Aleph is a new topic. Okay, but the Chidah definitely opens up a new world here in this Pasuk. Now we have to take a look at the Mamari Chazal. So I need to take another picture. Another picture here. Let's turn this off. And let's go to the camera. And take a picture. Okay, so here we have Pasuk Aleph. Okay, hope you can see this. Tzvilo lachavakuk hanavi. Let me look a little bit smaller. Okay, here we go. Tzvila lachavakuk hanavi, the Mamori Chazal, al shig yoinois. Yofe koichoi shol mispalel shaloi mitzara yoise mina mispalel mitech tzara. This is an incredible chiddush, is that preventive medicine. Okay, preventive medicine. It's always good to build up your immune system. You never know when you'll need it. Never know when you need it, build up your immune system. And the immune system of Klal Yisrael is tefillah. Tefillah koidem the tzara. The first one to do this was who? Was Avraham Avinu. When Avraham came into Eretz Yisrael, he passed by the town of Ai. And what did he see? Al pi ruach HaKodesh? He saw the day will come when there will be a battle in Ai. When Klal Yisrael will come into Eretz Yisrael, they'll first conquer Yericho. And part B will be Ai. And what's going to happen in Ai? They're going to lose. And Al Derech HaTeva, Rashi, it's Rashi and Chumash. All the Yesodos are in Rashi. The entire Klal Yisrael would have been wiped out. Would have been finished off in the Battle of Ai. And the only reason why they miraculously survived the Battle of Ai is because Avraham Avinu was mispalel Koidem Hatzar. He saw what would happen, and he was mispalel, and in the zuchus of his tefilois, Klal Yisrael survived. There's a great casualty. 36 men died. Chazal say, in one understanding, that only one person died, Osnil ben Kenaz, who was shokel kineged ruba shel Sanhedrin. He was equal to 36 men, not just your ordinary 36 men. He was equal to the majority of the Sanhedrin. You know, many people have been talking like this. They've been taking note that the people who died in the last 2 months, these are not simple people. There are people who have passed away are giants. Giants. Giants in Torah. Giants in Chesed. Giants in Tefillah. These are not ordinary people. And people are wondering, what's going on? Is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken the best in order to save us from something that there should have been worse? I mean, who could say this? We don't have Mevim today. No one can dare say something like this. But people, when you look at the people who have been taken from us, we're bewildered. What is going on here? I remember in the beginning, someone said to me, "You don't have to worry. Nothing is going to happen to you. You don't worry. You can walk the streets, no mask, no nothing. Hashem is only taking the best. You have nothing to worry about." Okay, and it's scary. It's really scary. So that's what happened by the time of Ai. So here we have over this time Chazal Yofe Koicha Shol Mespal Shloi Mitzara Yosem and Amespal Mitoch Tzara Shekol Hanivim Hakadmoinim Kevan Shohayu Margishin Tzara. When they sensed that things are not going according to plan, Ad Sheloi Tovoy Alein Hatzara Hoyu Mispalilin. V'arei hadvarim kal v'chomer, umo'im hanevim hoyu mispalilin aleinu, sheloi be'ei sara, shenemar, tefila lachavakuk hanevi al shigyoy nois, eizoy hein shigyoy nois, what does it mean shigyoy nois? Im toimar shigyoy nois al atzmoy, his own mistakes. Yeah, why not? Why not? Isn't that what Rashi said? Isn't that what all the mefarshim say? He was mekanter al midas hadin, that's right. His mistakes. No. The Gemara doesn't want, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer doesn't want to say that. Im tishish al atzmai, harilei perash, perat chotosi avisi poshati. He didn't say the words. He wasn't explicit in his prayer, chotosi avisi poshati. Ella, the Medrash learns, the sins are who? Shigyoinai shel Yisrael. So the Medrash, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, is clearly not what Rashi says. Rashi did not want to go down that road. Did not want to go to that Medrash and take from the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. It means the sins, not my sins, their sins. They're the sinners. Umahu Oimer, Hashem, Shomati, Shimacha. I have heard your reputation. Ribbono Shel Olam, I heard your reputation. Yoreisi, I'm terrified of you, Hashem. Omar Lefon of Ribbono Shel Olam, Yihi Rotzen Milufonecha. B'sha'ah, she'sar, mevakesh, lovoy al Yisrael, when you, in the future generations, when you witness that a tzara is about to come upon Klal Yisrael, tehe zoicher lohen avien horachamon, remember Avraham Avinu, the zuchus Avram, shechinen al sidoim shloila abdom, v'kol shekein bonov. So if Avraham Avinu was mispalel on the Anshei Sidoim, so that to feel, this is awesome. This is a Chazal. This is a Chazal. Chazal say this, but you have to, Mamash, here's the Makar. So certainly the Kol Shekein Bon of Shloila Abdon, Shenemar Biroiges, in your anger, Rachem Tisko, which we're going to have soon. In other words, this is the old Yisoid, and this is the Yisoid that all of the psychologists tell children. This is something you read in the newspaper all the time. Rachmana litzlan is a tzar. This happens, unfortunately, more all too often. When you have a situation where, let's say, in a yeshiva katana, there's a child, one of the boys in the class is not well. Or the parent of one of the boys in the yeshiva katana is not well. And the Rebbe, he rallies the chaverim. We have to be mispalel for your friend. Your friend is sick. He's in the hospital. He has a very big issue. And every day they say tehillim. And they give tzedakah, and they do chesed, and they learn Lashon Hara, and they come home every night with papalach, and the parents sign that my son is a tzaddik, he didn't speak Lashon Hara, he didn't watch television, he didn't do this, and he did mitzvahs, he said kriya shema, he did chesed, he played with his friends nicely, and he said tehillim and shema. And they do this for a couple of times, a couple of weeks, a couple of months. And then what happens? The friend dies. The friend dies. Rachmana litzlan is ma'aseh mechol yom. This happens. So then the children, now sometimes children take things very seriously. We adults, we don't take this too seriously. But children do. Children, when you tell them that Yidavin, Hashem's going to answer your prayers, they really are shell-shocked. How could it be, after all that, he died? Okay, this is ma'aseh mechol yom. Especially grandparents, it's very common. Grandchildren have grandparents that are very sick, and the children really believe their prayers are going to save the day. Their prayers are going to save their grandparents. And then, Rachmana litzlan, their grandparents die. And the children, these little children, they're shell-shocked. So what do the psychologists say? What do the Rebbeim say? They say, the tefillah that you've prayed did not go to waste. We don't understand Hashem's ways. Hashem's ways are mysterious. But there's one thing you can be certain. The prayer, that prayer that you were mispalel, Hashem was not able in this situation to use it to save the person that you were praying for reasons that we do not know. But it's certain that it will be used in the future to save somebody else. That's what they always say. How could you say such a thing? How do you know? How could you make such a statement? When you went to Shemayim and they told you this? The answer is, it's a Maimer Chazal. They have Emuna in the Mamori Chazal. And the Maimer Chazal is right here in front of our eyes on the screen. That Avraham Avinu, he prayed for the Anshei Sidon. Were they saved? Avraham Avinu says, Ribbono Shel Olam, if there are 50 tzaddikim, save them. Hashem, sorry, there are no 50 tzaddikim here. If there are 45, sorry, 40, 30, 20, 10, sorry. So what, there's a long parasha, it's a whole aliyah. So what, Avraham Avinu, he wasted his time. He wasted his time. The answer is, that effort he put into the Anshei Sidon is what Chavakuk invoked to save us today in the secular year 2020. In a matziv, when it's meant to be, the Midas Hadin comes upon Klal Yisrael and says, they're not deserving. They're not deserving. They have to be punished. The tefillah of Chavakuk, 3,000 years ago, comes before the Ribbono Shel Olam and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Avraham Avinu, he was mispalel for Sidon. La Anshei Sidon chatoim ureshoim la Hashem oid. They were great sinners. So Hashem, you were not able to answer, but that koyach of tefillah that he invested, let it not go to waste. Let it be used as a zechus for Klal Yisrael. And Hashem says, yes, yes, I will do that. That's the makar. So the Musa Haskell is, you never know. You never know what's coming down the road. Tefillah is something which always requires chizuk. It's very hard to really get your act together and prepare. A lot of tefillah requires preparation to come early, to mincha, to sit for a couple of minutes, to just let your mind settle down, to say Ashrei, to daven Shemona Esrei. It's murder. It's really murder, davening. But you'll say, listen, right now I'm alive, I'm healthy, and I have what I need. You know, what do I have to daven so hard for? That's not what davening. In a chanami, Rachmana Litzlan, once the problem is here, to krich out, it's not easy. But if you daven now, when things are good, the tefillah in advance, wow, that is potent. That is incredibly powerful. That's the lesson of Chavakuk. That's what the Chazal say. Tefillah Chavakuk. Don't waste an opportunity. The tefillah you do now will bear fruit down the line, if not today, tomorrow, next year, 2 years, 10 years, maybe your grandchildren, maybe your great-grandchildren. We all see stories of people that two people are exactly the same. One of them turns out okay. One of them doesn't work out for him. Every type of dimension. Why? Who knows? Chazal are telling us, maybe that other person, someone invested him in him. Maybe he invested in himself. Or someone else invested in him and he has chusavos. That's what it says here in the Chazal. It's not on his shgogah. He didn't do anything wrong, Chavakuk. It's the shgogahs of Klal Yisrael that he's praying for now in advance, like we find by Avraham Avinu. He was mispalel for Sidoim. Hashem did not answer, but that tefillah should be used, preserved for the zuchus of Klal Yisrael. All right, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to take now a short break, and then we're going to learn about Hadlokas Neiros on Yom Tov, and afterwards we'll learn about numbers.
a number game of Matan Torah, 613 mitzvahs and other related things. Okay, I'll take a short break. I'll see you back in 2 minutes.
Rabbi Levine.
Yes.
Lyman here, Yaakov Lyman. How are you?
Baruch Hashem.
I think I may have mentioned it once. I saw that we say Nusach Sfarat has all the Avos. Baruch Gezrachim Tizkor is Avraham Avinu, and the, as I mentioned the other day, it's the Gematria also. Rachim is Avraham. Then we say Baruch Gezakedus Tizkor, that's Yitzchok Avinu.
Which nusach are you referring to? What part of davening?
In Tachnun.
Oh, in Tachnun, okay.
Sure.
But nusach Ashkenaz does not say that.